A few housekeeping notes.
I'm Anthony Hay. I'm a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute. I'm also a professor of history at Mississippi State University. And I'm chairing our session today. All of us, all three of us, are senior fellows with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, Professor James Kurth and Professor McCubbin T. Owens. FPRI is one of Philadelphia's hidden treasures. 2005 was our 50th anniversary, and FPRI brings the insights of scholarship to bear on developing an effective public policy, effective foreign policy for the United States. We've done this through the Cold War, and we're doing it right through the present. And as you will see this morning, we are a broad church and represent a divergence of views. And I would encourage you to check us out on the internet at www.fpri.org. And here endeth the advertising. Our topic today, Republic, Democracy, and Empire. It's interesting, the German economist, Marx Julius Bonn, said that the United States have been the cradle of modern anti-imperialism and at the same time the founding of a mighty empire. He said that in 1947. And so the topic is not altogether new. In introducing the topic, I would ask, what do we mean by empire? That word is used in so many ways. Is it when Henry VIII, in the Act and Restraint of Repeals, said this realm is an empire? What did it mean? Did it mean pith helmets and palm trees, colonies? No, it was about sovereignty. And so empire is often discussed in terms of sovereignty, control over territory. But it's also control over vast expanses of territory. We hear of an empire of liberty in Thomas Jefferson's phrase. Alexander Hamilton called the United States a most interesting empire. And so all this is to say that the word empire has to be used with caution. Geir Lundstedt spoke of an empire by invitation, America's role in the world since 1945. And Michael Hart and Tony Negri brought the term empire back into vogue back in 2000 with their eponymous book. It's a way of talking about the United States' role in the world. And so I have with me here today two gentlemen who are exceptionally well suited to talk about that role. Professor James Kurth, a senior fellow with FPRI and editor of Orbis, FPRI's quarterly journal. Professor Kurth is also the Claude Smith Professor of Political Science at Swarthmore College, where he teaches defense policy, foreign policy, and international affairs. He's also taught at Harvard University, the University of California at San Diego, and the Naval War College. And at the Naval War College, Professor Kurth chaired the Strategy and Campaign Department of the Center for Naval War Studies, and he also served as an advisor to the Chief of Naval Operations Strategic Studies Group. And Professor Kurth will begin, and our next speaker, McCubbin T. Owens, who is a professor of strategy and force planning at the Naval War College. Professor Owens retired from the Marine Corps Reserve as a colonel in 1994. He served in Vietnam, where he was wounded twice and awarded the Silver Star. He holds a PhD from the University of Dallas, with an MA in economics from Oklahoma University, and a BA from the University of California at Santa Barbara. Mac Owens is currently the associate dean at the Naval War College, and he is also writing a history of U.S. civil-military relations, an important topic for our day. And the title for his paper is America's Role in the World, Republican Empire and the Bush Doctrine. But Professor Kurth will begin with a paper taking the title of our panel, Republic, Democracy, and Empire.
Well, last night we all benefited, I think, greatly